This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special bonus episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. And man, we got a terrific comic helping us today to entertain and brighten your day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's professional comic Stephen B. Stephen, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. So any good stories, any material you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, you know, I like to, you know, whenever I do things like this over the air, I like to talk about the things that are affecting me the most. And right now it's gas prices. And oh, my gosh, it's insane right now. They're so expensive here in California. I expect to see a waiter in a tux letting me sniff the nozzle before I fill up. You know what I mean? I was thinking about converting to Catholicism and maybe give up driving for Lent. You know, that's. For those of you who don't understand what Lent is when you give something to God for 40 days and then you take it back. See, you don't actually give it to him. You just lend it to him, which is why they call it Lent, I think. Which is why God, Mardi Gras always makes me laugh. Like, you know, you get the person like, I'm going to give up drinking, but first I'm going to like spend 4 days in a drunken stupor flashing strangers for, you know, plastic beads, you know, because I think that's what Jesus would do. Well, right now, you know, my life is, you know, for people who don't know who I am, I'm a white male heterosexual Christian conservative, which means I'm not very popular these days. Well, you know, we had a good run. What are you going to say? Well, they say I'm responsible for racism, sexism, and toxic masculinity. Yeah, masculinity is toxic until you need somebody to open the pickle jar. Oh, man.
Oh, that is so true.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting old too. You know, my wife and I were at that age now. We're doing cruises, you know, instead of, you know, long drives across the country. And I love a cruise, but I'm not doing the Viking cruises anymore because every port of call, it's rape and pillage, and I just don't have the stamina for that anymore.
That is so funny. The Viking cruises that go up and down the river, pillaging each and every town. There's some truth to that.
Yeah. You pull up and everything's on fire. You're like, oh, I'm late. Oh, my gosh, I missed it. So I know I'm old. And you know what they, you know what they say, 50 is the new 30, which means 30 is the new 10, which makes 20 the new infant, which explains a lot of what I see on college campuses these days.
Oh,
I don't know what happened to these kids. I mean, when I was a kid, women were singing, I am woman, hear me roar. Now they're saying, I'm gender neutral and I need a safe space. You know? My generation brags about what we can accomplish. Millennials brag about what they can't do. Like, you can't even finish a sentence.
Well,
and comfort sets. Who came up with the idea of comfort pets? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Every pet's a comfort pet. If your pet makes you uncomfortable, you've made a bad decision.
So true. You know, you have the snapping turtle, maybe not the best choice.
Not the best choice. You know, I don't like the way he's looking at me. You know, he's this growling animal. That's not a pet. Anyway, so you just got to learn to make good decisions. And this is what, you know, I've spent my life trying to convince people I'm not an idiot. And I know it's not going well, but I've learned to make good decisions. Like, for instance, I don't buy any food off a food truck, but I will buy tamales out of the trunk of a car in a Home Depot parking lot. That'll do.
Well, Stephen, yeah. Thank you so much. This has been an audience of one. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen B., stand-up comic extraordinaire. Thanks, Stephen.
Good night, everybody.
All right, here we go.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand-Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.